Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, October 5th, 2018. I'm Mary Sherman. Protests ramp up as a vote on Kavanaugh's confirmation looms, a judge blocks Trump's effort to end temporary protected status, and the vice president accuses China of trying to undermine the U.S. political process. Those stories and more coming up. An angry protest outside the Hart Senate office building Thursday as demonstrators spoke out against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, who faces allegations of sexual misconduct. Amid heightened security, hundreds were arrested, including some victims of sexual assault. An initial Senate vote on the nomination slated for today, with a final vote as early as this weekend. A supplemental FBI probe into the claims against the judge deepened the partisan divide over the nomination. Republicans argued it cleared Kavanaugh, while Democrats said the FBI failed to perform a thorough investigation. About 300,000 immigrants from El Salvador, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Sudan can breathe a sigh of relief, at least for now. As Suzanne Potter reports, a federal court judge has blocked the Trump administration from ending their temporary protected status.
TPS holders will now be allowed to stay in the U.S. at least until the case plays out in court. Many have lived here legally for decades and got TPS status when disasters befell their home countries. Charlie Hinton with the Haiti Action Committee of the Bay Area notes the judge found the Trump administration's decision arbitrary and suggested it was based on animus toward immigrant families of color.
It's another example of the government trying to break up families, because many TPS holders have children and spouses that were born in this country. And so if they deport the TPS holders, children and spouses are going to have to make a decision about whether they go to a place many of them have never been or don't know.
A person's TPS status has to be renewed every 18 months, and the feds had declared that TPS extensions would not be granted in 98% of cases. The threat was most pressing for TPS holders from Sudan who could have been deported starting next month. The administration is vowing to fight the decision, pointing out that the TPS program was always meant to be temporary.
Vice President Mike Pence lashed out against China on Thursday, saying in a speech, "We will not be intimidated and we will not stand down." He accused China of trying to undermine the president and his agenda in the upcoming midterm elections. Pence said China has used covert actors, front groups, and propaganda in an attempt to sway U.S. public opinion. Farmers and conservation groups warn some of the nation's most critical resources are at stake as Congress puts off passing a new farm bill. The groups credit programs like the Conservation Reserve Program, or CREP, for helping to clean up places like Chesapeake Bay. Cattle farmer Scott Miller says CREP paid farmers like him rent for removing environmentally sensitive land from farm production. And the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP, shared the cost of conservation practices on his land.
If you look, that the bay has gotten cleaner due to the CREP program, and it didn't really do much for us. And it wasn't until the EQIP that really changed everything for me.
While programs like crop insurance and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program will continue operating, the Farm Bill's conservation programs are stalled until negotiators can come to agreement for a vote expected in November or December. Now to Washington State, where the Southern Resident Orca Task Force recommendations for saving the population is open for public comment through Sunday.
The organization convened by Governor Jay Inslee released a long list of potential fixes last week and will review public comments at its October 17th meeting. A final plan is due November 16th. Rob Crable with Defenders of Wildlife and a member of the Prey Working Group of the Task Force says he's enthusiastic about recommendations to increase spill over Washington dams in order to help the orca's main food source, Chinook salmon, but he thinks the state can do more.
What we have in front of us for the task force right now is a good document. I think that it'll move us in the right direction, but I'm worried that the current report is not as bold as it needs to be.
Crable is concerned the task force's report is skirting issues such as dam removal that he says would be most helpful for salmon. The task force's other two groups are focused on vessel noise and toxins in the ecosystem. Crable says the recent deaths of an adolescent and newborn calf have underscored the need for quick action.
That was Eric Tigetoff reporting. Today is National Energy Efficiency Day, a day to take stock of the benefits for people's comfort, health, budget, and the environment from maximizing energy savings. More from Andrea Sears in New York.
On Earth Day last April, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a new energy efficiency target to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and fight climate change. In fact, energy efficiency accounts for one-third of the state's goal for greenhouse gas emission reductions by 2030. Andy Frank, president of SEALD, a company that helps homeowners finance energy efficiency upgrades, believes it's a goal that can be met.
It requires a lot of leadership from the state. It requires the market to accelerate innovation, and it requires everybody working together, but I think it's absolutely possible.
He says for homeowners, one of the first steps is to schedule a virtual home energy audit, which can be done through many utility marketplaces. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Meanwhile, new research is creating new controversy around the efficiency of wind power. The clean energy source is still better on emissions than coal or gas, a study from two Harvard researchers published Thursday has found. But if it replaced all of America's electricity sources, wind power would actually end up slightly warming the planet. The American Wind Energy Association challenged the findings, arguing researchers did not consider how conditions and placement of turbines affect warming or look at wind's effects outside the U.S. or beyond a year. I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for newsing and cruising with us here at Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.